Jackie Milne, and today's piece has been written by Jules Garvey Walsh. Jules is an established writer who was long listed for the Kenneth Branagh Award in 2017. Her play, Broadway Baby, received a 4-star award at the Brighton Fringe Festival. Jules's great-grandfather was from Roscommon. In this piece, we join Dolores, who is passing the time looking out of the window whilst she is waiting for the kettle to boil. We hope you enjoy it. I'm vulnerable. That's what Boris said. Aren't I one of them he talks about when he mentions hand sanitizer, masks and stockpiling toilet roll? What that fella doesn't realise is this is no different for the likes of me. Sure, haven't I been cooped up in here alone for years, watching the world go by through the old triple glazing the council was after installing for me a few years back? I'll tell you something. There's nothing that goes on round here without my knowing about it. Take that flat next door. Hasn't it been empty for a while now? Ever since that young couple who shared jogging bottoms moved out. Left overnight, they did. Didn't even bother with so much as a goodbye. I think one of them must have been a diabetic. Maud, from number 34, said there were needles everywhere. And sure, they never even returned my heat lamp. The one the physiotherapist was after lending me for my lumbago. The young one said she had some plans she wanted to speed along a bit, ready for her mother's birthday. Lovely girl. Very thoughtful. Bit dark under the eyes, though. Oh, here, the new girl from down the road, wearing next to nothing. In my day, we left a bit to the imagination, so we did. 3 children she has, all from different dads, so Maud tells me. The other day, just before the lockdown, the youngest came round asking if I wanted my front door cleaned as she was saving up for bedding for her pet mouse. Would you mind that? I told her I used to have a pet mouse as a child. I called him Mickey. She said hers was called Chantelle Louise. I said, I don't think it will catch on. Her older sister used to pop in sometimes after school. Eat all my custard creams, leave felt pen on my tablecloth. Last week, she asked me to help her with her homework. A poster all about a new chocolate she'd invented. I told her, I said, Harper Storm. You need more persuasion, maybe a question to draw in your audience, like the ones they use in the TV ads. Do you know what she did then? Got one of my permanent markers from the kitchen drawer and wrote, Do you like cock a lot? Along the top. Not since the Cold War, I thought. But I added the missing H and E so she didn't get in trouble with her teacher. I see the newsagent's for sale sign is up at last. As if anyone is going to buy businesses whilst this nonsense is going on. Harry had been there for years. Oh, he'd a fine head of hair on him. Always wore a vest, mind. Ah, and couldn't he just play the illin pipes? Tommy McCullough took me right back to dancing about in the kitchen with Padraig. His 2 left feet never curbed his enthusiasm for him waltzing along the lino. A charmer was my Padraig. Yes, I know he often cut his toenails on the duvet and rinsed his teeth out in the washing up bowl. But I'd give anything to have him back with me now. Fungal nail infection or not. They've started knocking down the old picture house, putting up some more flats. Dara, from next door, told me they were going to be social housing. He was thinking of applying for one himself. He did tell me who the building company was, but I was distracted by his rather short shorts. There he was, sat on my recliner with his legs akimbo, gurning about the rod drilling and whistling builders. There was a strange netting protruding from his inner thigh, which looked like a couple of satsumas about to commit armed robbery. Of course, they won't be there for the foreseeable. 2 metres is a long way to reach when you need to hand over a spanner. Anyway, I can't be standing here gossiping. Boris's lot are about to give us an update. See whether everyone else is going to be allowed out. Don't you worry about me, Mr. Johnson. I'll be perfectly all right in the confines of my 4 walls, watching the world pass me by beneath me feet. I'm used to it after all. This piece was recorded in April 2020. For more information about Green Curtain Theatre, please go to www.irishinlondontheatre.co.uk.